Hezbollah has rejected the idea of direct negotiations with Israel. Hezbollah political figure Ali Fayyad has said in a statement that the group wants the Lebanese government to demand a ceasefire before any further steps are taken, as well as prioritizing the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Lebanese territory and the return of displaced people to their homes. But a U.S. State Department official says Israel and Lebanon will hold talks next week in Washington as concerns grow that fighting involving Hezbollah could cause the fragile U.S.-Iran truce to unravel. It comes a day after more than 300 people were killed in a barrage of Israeli strikes in Lebanon, which UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says is unacceptable.
The Secretary General strongly condemns the loss of civilian lives and is deeply alarmed by the mounting toll on civilians. He extends his deepest condolences to the government and the people of Lebanon and wishes a swift and full recovery to all the injured. Our colleagues on the ground tell us that today is a national day of mourning in Lebanon. Flags on government buildings and UN offices are flying at half staff.